This is episode 392, recorded October 21st, 2016. Packard pokes at Arkansas to hold 40 days of talking to themselves. I want to thank Dawkins Dog from the chat room for this week's show title.
What time is it? It's Packard pokes at time. Hat? Check. Shirt? Check. Pants? Optional. Mug? Double check. Check us out at cafepress.com/PackardPokesAt where you can get all this great merchandise and more.
Do you like Packard Pokes At and want to hear it on demand and on the go? Download the free app today at Stitcher.com. Available on iOS, Android, Nook, and iPad.
This is Packard Pokes At, and I'm poking at your news. Your news.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another fine edition of Packard Pokes At. I am your immutable and unmutable host, Packard Sonic. And joining us tonight, or joining me tonight anyway, from the far west coast is Connie, Practical Magic 9.
The far wet coast.
Yes. You talk about being rainy and rainy out there.
Yes, it is. So if you hear, like, something that sounds like running water, it's on my roof.
Yeah. Well, that's a hell of a birthday present, disclaimer. I have to say.
Actually, I do like the rain. It's a good thing because I live in Washington.
You have, like, what, 10 words for the word wet and rain out there, I think?
I think so. Yeah, much like Alaska has how many for snow. And,
right.
And you have how many for cheese. And
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, cheese is a worldwide thing, but yeah, we have different cheeses, true. That's for sure.
That or bars. I don't know.
Definitely bars. There's the drunk bar. There's the even drunker bar. There's the drunkest bar in town.
There's the bar where you just bring your little blanket and curl up in the back.
Yeah, there you go. There's the blanket where you you're required to take a nap before you leave.
That's right. Do you have your nap rug?
Yeah, did you bring your napping rug? You're going to need it here.
You're good.
Yeah, because you're going to be... You see all those people? They're not dead. They're just passed out from all the alcohol they've been drinking.
I guess the zombie apocalypse will pass them right over.
Yeah.
Bard, would you like to say grace?
Dear God, we pay for all this stuff ourselves, so thanks for nothing.
You know, a lot of places like to go out and pray. You know, they say, hey, we're going to go out and do this place and make an event of it. And it's like, well, you do you, boo. You ahead. You want to go pray out in the middle of bumfuck anywhere, you can go right ahead. No one's going to stop you. Except when the city gets involved and they say, hey, we want a national day of prayer. We want to endorse that. Then you're doing the wrong thing if you're going to do that. Because there's this little thing called separation of church and state. Okay. There's a city out in Arkansas. You knew it was going to be Arkansas.
That buckle of that Bible belt again.
Yeah. They're promoting the 40 days of prayer. Again, they were told last time they did this, last year, to say, you're not supposed to be doing this. And they're like, they actually acquiesced at first. It's like, well, all right.
Once they were called out on it.
Yeah, only when they were called out on it. And the reasoning was incredibly stupid why they thought they could get away with it. Alderman Vance Wildermanson, who made the motion on October 8th to repost the 40 days topics to the municipal Facebook pages, argued that the city is not promoting one religion over another. He said that postings pertaining to other religions' beliefs on the city's Facebook pages said that there are no restrictions. If an atheist wants to post something on there, they can. There's no limitations as long as it's in good taste. You don't understand, dude. You don't understand. Them posting or anybody else posting to your page who is not attached to the city is not the problem. The problem is the city, which is part of the United States, you can't promote one religion over another. You just can't.
Nope.
This year, they decided, well, you know what? we decided we're going to take a vote on it. Everybody in favor of posting the 40 days of prayer, say aye. One by one, they said aye. Yeah, they stood up and said aye, or whatever. It doesn't matter. If they're even if they stayed sitting, it doesn't matter. They could stand on their heads and say aye. It's not going to make a difference. They should not have been doing this, and now they thought, well, we'll just ignore them this time. Like, that's going to make it go away. Connie, your thoughts?
Yeah, I looked at the comment section, and they were saying, maybe we should promote 7 days of Satan. And I'm thinking, oh, we need our favorite trolls of all. We need the Church of Satan.
Yes.
You know, we need the Satanic Church to troll this event. You know, how about a different deity each day of the month?
There you go.
Or we could have Loki Day, which would be fun, of a day full of prank, a week or day or a week full of pranks, mm-hmm, and things.
Exactly. So,
yeah.
Hey, because, you know what? They could go to the God Checker, and they could use there's enough deities there. They could use a different one every day.
Every day of the year for how many years? I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. If the pastors of the city wanted to promote this, and if as a private citizen, any one of these aldermen or mayors or whatever the hell they are, right, you know, elected officials, wanted to privately attend that and do their, and, you know, post on, you know, the church's website or something else, that's a whole different thing. This is the city promoting this.
Yeah.
And that's exactly the problem. And they're acting like little kids, little bratty kids who go, well, you know what, I think mom won't notice this year if we do this thing.
Yeah. You know? It's just that, you know, it's a public Facebook event, a public Facebook account for a public city. I don't even know if that you would be able to pull this off if it were, say, I don't know, a private city. Since private cities don't exist in this country, I don't know if that would be a thing. We're not part of the United States. We're like a independent city from the United States. We like bought the land from the United States.
Texas keeps trying that, and I'm going, God, should we just let them do it?
Oh, please. Bye-bye, Texas. See ya. There's the door.
Dawkins Dawkins.
Take Arkansas with you.
The Festival of Bacchus.
There you go.
They get pissed and piss off Christians.
There you go.
This whole thing in their playbook feels one hell of a lot more like, number one, create a controversy.
Yeah.
Number two, promote the controversy. Number three, cry persecution. And then D, rinse and repeat.
Rinse and repeat.
You know, and I would say that what we need to do is sue them, except that the people who would really reap the hatred of that, you know, the downside of that would be the people who have most to lose,
right?
You know, the poor people in El Dorado, Arkansas.
Yeah, I think that's the funniest part about this is the fact is that they think, well, if we just ignore it, they'll just go away. They think it's like the salesman at the door. Pretend we're not home. Everybody duck underneath the window shades. He's looking in the window, looking for us. Is he there? Are you home? I thought I saw movement.
The kid who throws a sheet at himself and thinks he's invisible.
Yeah.
You know,
no, that's not going to work, dude. That's not going to work.
No,
they're going to go to court over this, and they're going to find out that this is a very expensive lesson. And the fact is, Christians, they see this happen. It's like, oh, well, they did it and they got busted, but it won't happen to us. The cognitive dissonance between these people and these other places is just astounding.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
I can't believe how fucking fucked up these people are.
Well, you know, you talk to invisible people, this is what you get.
Speaking of talking to invisible people, one of the places they're going to be talking to is the city, mind you. They're going to be talking to the Alliance Defending Freedom for Legal Help. And that's a religious group, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to be getting some very, very bad advice. Like, if you pray to God 5 times on 1 foot, break a chicken's neck and turn around and then spread it over your hand going, you'll get on the ticket. No, it doesn't matter. Let's just say they did that. It's not going to make it go away. No amount of prayer is going to make it go away. No amount of voting inside your city's limits is going to make it go away.
No. No. Can't believe it.
Don't believe it. And we have another unbelievable deity for you. And this week we have Arawan, the Celtic underworld god. I will get to spell it because I'm probably mispronouncing it. It's A-R-A-W-N. Now, this
I don't know how to say that either. I didn't look it up.
Yeah, so. It's the god of the Celtic underworld, otherworld. Not underworld, the otherworld.
Otherworld, yes.
Right. So is your soul missing? If you are, Arawan's going to come and get you.
Call 1-800-ARAWN.
That's right.
Number.
Number. He's fond of taking his hounds of hell for a run to track down the lost souls. So if you get lost, Arawan's going to get you. This causes people to stay away and shun the other world, which helps keep out the riffraff, apparently. Like Christians and, you know, Mormons and Moonies and haberdashers. These days, the untrampled wastes of hell are always subject to the threat of golf courses and marketing conventions and Donald Trump.
Yes, the bastard.
That fucking bastard.
I'm going to build a beautiful golf course. It'll be the greatest golf course.
In hell, it'll be the greatest golf course. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. Oh, you notice he's doing that finger thing. He's like, ugh.
I play the best golf because you got these tiny, tiny hands.
His hands are really fucking tiny.
I can putt like nobody's business.
Yeah, he can putt with Arawan, so.
I wish Arawan would putt him right into the goddamn Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah.
There you go.
The area of people who created this deity was the Welsh, which is really kind of interesting, and he has no other alternate names. So he's not the devil. He's not Satan. He's just a guy who wanders around like, oh, you're looking like you're lost, and I got my little doggies here, and we're going to find you, you know. There's a good and evil rating. Apparently, he's not okay, so you better be careful.
I was reading a little bit further on him, and evidently it was with the coming of the Christian church, the Catholic church, he was relegated to hell. But actually, again, on the website called White Goddess, which is a pagan portal, you know, paganism 101, he was the king of the other world and a world of delights, an eternal youth where disease is absent and food is ever abundant.
Food is abundant?
The owner of is a constant feast. And he was the owner of a magical cauldron with rejuvenating powers that would not boil a coward's food. But he's also the god of smiting, wars, and revenge, and the god of the wild hunt, which is a myth that I'm familiar with because I read Dresden Files. Mm-hmm. He rides with his red-eared hounds through the skies of autumn, winter, and early spring, especially at Calangeaf, Samhain, or Halloween, and Calan Belton, which is spring.
I
hounds are the souls of the damned things chased back to Arawan, which is the other world. It's not hell,
right? It's like somewhere
but again.
It's hell west. It's like hell
that's
west
to Christians. Yeah. They tried to demonize everything.
I want to ask you something here. All the food is boiled, but except for coward's food, if you put it in there, it doesn't heat up. Maybe that's where raw fish came from. You know, people eating raw fish. I'm not saying they're cowards. I'm just saying, you know, that fish that didn't cook. They're like, oh, I guess I'm going to have to eat it raw. Oh, hey, that tastes pretty good.
I do have to say that if you look at Ireland and Scotland, very cold countries where, you know, rocky land, and it's pretty hard to grow food. You know, I would say a good stew and having plentiful food is a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
You know? So I see why their view of the afterworld is like, yeah, we're, you know, we're not going to be sick, we're not going to be tired, and there's going to be plenty of food, and I'm assuming that there's all probably also
yeah
beer so, or whiskey or whatever libation you want.
Exactly. You know. So
it'll be comfortable.
It probably would be comfortable. But yeah. So he sounds like a fun deity. We've had a lot of fun deities on here so far.
I think so. Yeah. I like him.
That's Arawan, another deity you don't have to believe in.
Stuff your stocking with Packard Pokeset merchandise this holiday season. Give your honey a hoodie. Give your mama a mug of Christmas cheer. Let Packard Pokeset help you find that last-minute holiday gift. By shopping at cafepress.com/PackardPokeSat, you not only fill your holiday shopping list, you help support the show.
Contact us by email at ppappodcast@gmail.com or on Twitter as @PackardPokeSat. Like us on facebook.com/PackardPokeSat. Call our Google Voice and leave a message at 662-709-PPAP. Or 662-709-7727, and we will respond to it on the show. Friday nights at 9 p.m. Central Time, join us live at vaughnlive.tv/PackardPokeSat. During the show, you can share your thoughts with us by calling 857-216-3200 using PIN number 35368. Or on uberconference.com/PackardPokeSat. For links to the stories, visit our show page at PackardPokeSat.wordpress.com. You can help support the show by purchasing merchandise from cafepress.com/PackardPokeSat. Or make a donation to the show at patreon.com/PackardPokeSat. If you can't afford any money, why not share the show with your friends and rate us on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Spreaker, and on YouTube. For everyone that shares and rates us, you kick ass.
The Atheists,
the Bible,
and No Wardrobe, the podcast.
Wait a minute. No wardrobe? You mean we're going to be naked while we do this?
Well, seeing how I'm an atheist and I'm reading the Bible, and since clothes are flammable,
fire, fire, fire,
I thought it might be a good idea to take them all off first.
Naked or not, follow along as we read, analyze, and try to keep you from falling asleep as we go through this boring-ass book.
Find us on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spreaker. Who knows? We may even be on YouTube someday. Be sure to check out our secondary podcast, The Atheist, the Bible, and No Wardrobe. A new episode dropped today, and for some reason, WordPress actually worked, but it worked like half hour, 45 minutes later. It's like, oh, by the way, you got a new audio podcast out. It's like, oh, thanks for letting me know.
Well, in Pennsylvania, the cradle of democracy and the Liberty Bell, the BMV rejected an atheist's harmless vanity plate suggestion. And usually Pennsylvania rejects, and you should reject, obscene, offensive license plate requests.
But I mean, no dick jokes, right? And we can't put, like, he's a dick on there? I'm a dick?
I guess not. I guess
PUDNR.
Unless you are bragging about your own, like, I don't know.
Big dick.
Yeah. Tiny hands.
Trump. That would be very offensive.
Trump. It makes no sense that they rejected three license plate suggestions from Jeffrey Preberg Jr., atheist with the I in atheist replaced with a one.
Mm-hmm.
No God. And no God, with one with zeros in place of the O's, and the other is just no God.
Right.
Yeah, he was denied this. This is the story as it ran on Wednesday, and he was protesting these rejections, saying that it was a violation of the state's the Freedom From Religion Foundation went ahead and took his case to bat. And they're saying that it violates the state's constitution because it's not really offensive. It's not, you know, because they were trying to say it was blasphemous or whatever. So
yeah, that comes down to blasphemy laws at that point.
Yes, which is, you know, a violation of separation of church and state.
They must have think they live in Arkansas.
Well, maybe they wish they live in Arkansas, yeah. In which case you should get your asses to Arkansas, or maybe you should get your own private island.
Yeah.
You know, and say the plane. I don't know.
The plane, boss, the plane.
But good news. Today, PennDOT backtracked on the denial of the atheist's vanity plate request.
Why did they do that, Connie? Did they say that did they come to their senses?
Yes, of which they evidently have a few. It should have been approved, PennDOT spokeswoman Alexis Campbell told the Tribune Review.
They put a gun to her back and made her say that, right?
It was they blamed the denial on an employee error.
Oh, that's what that is.
We do not have a stance that we are pushing. It was an employee error.
Uh-huh.
So in Preberg's, the atheist who desired the license plate, you know, he's happy, and he's actually saying he hopes that nobody gets fired over this.
Right.
And evidently the state is saying, yeah, they're probably going to be retraining the people, you know, trying to.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I reprogramming. Good luck with that.
Yeah. Little deprogrammers like, oh, I can't approve this because it says no God on it.
Yeah. Evidently, under federal legal precedent set last year, license plates have been deemed government speak, so the government controls the message, I guess. And yeah. So this is where it's coming, you know, into some conflict. You mm-hmm. know, it's a little bit, well, okay, you know, when you're babysitting the entire public and you're really worried about words being offensive and mm-hmm. stuff, I can understand, but yeah, we have this whole thing. It's called separation of church and state.
Yeah. We actually had something like this happen here in Wisconsin. It wasn't a religious nature.
Mm-hmm.
There was this guy. He started building these houses or apartment buildings in this one area, this one little town, just south of me and north of Wisconsin Dells. And for some reason, the DNR came along and said they pulled all his permits. So he was unable to finish the buildings for a number of years. So he got a license plate that said PU DNR. And the DNR finally got word of this, and they complained to the motor vehicle department, and they took away his license plates. Literally took his license plates away. So he went to another state and had residence. I think he also had residence like down in Florida. So he was driving around with PU DNR on his license plate from Florida. Word one, they couldn't fucking say a thing about it. And they went to court, and the state was found in contempt, basically, just because you don't like it, the fact that they said that PU DNR, there's nothing wrong with that, and they had to give him back his plates. There's also another related story here that's on the article. A New Jersey motor vehicle division, for instance, settled a similar case back in August mm-hmm. by paying a woman $75,000. Not $7,500, $75,000. And agreeing to let her use the plate, the number 8, and the word theist.
I remember looking at that story.
I am going to... You know what? I don't know if anybody else has got that license plate, but I'm gonna put in for one.
And
I'm gonna
You're put,
and I'm You're gonna excited. I'm gonna wait for that payday.
Another point in the same article, which is in the Tribune Live, it says that this is not that different from the Rowan County, Kentucky clerk Kim Davis.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's using personal religion to deny people their be able to walk in and get a license.
Exactly.
To get married.
Exactly. Yeah. There's no difference. I mean, because she worked there, she could control the message or she could control people's lives based on her beliefs. And that's exactly what happened there.
Yes.
People do this. They say, Oh, it was the employee. Bullshit. I call bullshit. It wasn't an unknown employee that did this. I want to bet you that they got this letter. They got threatened to be sued, and they go,
"That's
shit.
We hit the fan."
The shit hit the fan, and they're going to go, "We've seen what these fuckers do. They will tear us a new asshole, and we will be able to whistle the Star Spangled Banner through it as soon as they get done with us."
Through several orifices.
Yeah, through several of them. Yeah. We're going to be a walking organ walking down the street whistling the Star Spangled Banner from now on. So we are going to we'll just say, oh, it was a bad employee, and here's your plate. Go away. Now, he's taking the high road here. He's saying, I don't want anybody to get fired. I don't want to sue. I mean, I don't want any compensation. I just want my license plate. Mm-hmm. And good on him. Good on him for taking that. But
yes.
But you know what? I'm an asshole. I would take him for more. I would take him for money. I was like, I want the person. I would want them fired. Because then this would send a message to all the minions inside the government who work in that building and say, hey, guess what? You can't use your religion as a fucking hammer because you don't like the message.
I do get that. But the problem I have with being litigious mm-hmm. is that it creates more resentment. It doesn't really change.
True.
Because we want what we really desire, okay? I mean, I don't know about you. I mean, I'll speak for myself. What I really desire is to change minds and hearts.
Mm-hmm.
And when people see that they're being forced by litigation and by laws and by this and that, all they see is their liberty to be is their liberty being taken away? I'm going, no, you know what? Exactly. You're looking at this backwards.
Mm-hmm.
Can you just see that your liberty is taking away somebody else's freedom? And they don't see it that way.
Right.
But I don't know what would change anybody. It wouldn't be discussion because if it did, then Facebook would be different.
Yeah. I actually have a personal story on this, actually. My own personal story. I was down at the Wisconsin DMV in our state capital in Madison. I don't remember the reason why. There was a guy that was in there. He was arguing to get a license plate. And the license plate was number 69. And he said, it's part of my fleet. I need this for the 69 number of my fleet. I overheard this. I wasn't involved in this. I overheard it. And she said, well, you can't use that number because it's an obscene number. He's like, it's a number. There's nothing obscene about a number. It's just
except
a number.
Except
it's in your mind. I didn't stick around to see how much further the conversation had gone. I don't know if the guy ever got it or not, but it struck me as odd. It's like, yeah, it is just a number. Just because you want to take it that way doesn't mean anything.
Right.
I hope the guy got his number. I really do.
Yeah, I know. People worry about too much crap.
Why does everyone keep thinking I'm a troll? Da, da, da,
da, da, da. And Connie is going to read some headlines to me, and I'm going to try to figure out if they are a real headline or a troll headline. All right, Connie, let's get to that first headline for this evening.
Orlando police mistook Krispy Kreme donut glaze for meth.
I would say that's a true.
Yes, yes, it is. NBC, Miami.com.
You know what? And the thing is, I think that's actually happened once before.
that people put meth in.
No, they mistook it for meth. They mistook the stuff for meth.
I think they just wanted the donuts.
Yeah.
All right. That was profiling cops, wasn't it?
Yeah.
All right. Woman mistaken as frightening clown shot and killed at Walmart parking lot.
I'm going to call troll on that.
Yes, it's a troll. Hustlers.
Ah, see, I would have heard about that. I would have heard, some woman got shot and killed.
Just as long last minute. You know, I should just tell you that I'm just researching these things like half hour before we go on air.
I know your plan now, Connie.
But I'm a terrible liar, but you can't see my face. Anyway.
That's true. But Gizmo gives it away every time.
Yeah. Trump. So far, everything I read on the internet turned out to be true. True or troll?
Troll.
Yes. Politicops. Dang it. Palin. You can see from Trump's pictures, he's is a good guy, a family guy, and not a groper.
Oh, fuck Palin. I'm going to call true on this one.
Nope.
Oh, damn. I was like, I was thinking, no, it's troll, but it's like, oh, it sounds like so much like she might actually say that.
Palin's low-hanging fruit, but it's so satisfying.
I know. Oh.
All right. New Charismatic Bible includes hundreds of blank pages for personal revelations.
I'm going to call troll on this one.
That's a troll, too. It's the Babylon Bee.
Yay! Well, hey, I did pretty good. 80%.
Four out of five.
80%. I get
a
B plus.
You get a B plus.
Yay!
Notebook. Awesome. I'm even drawing my little happy mouse dancing thing on your little notebook.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Speaking of places where you can speak, you can join our candid group. You can post anonymously on there. You can have conversations with people. It's actually kind of fun. I've had conversations with multiple people on there. Sometimes some of these people, they get flustered and they delete their posts, which you can do. But you don't get followed around on it, which is awesome. So if you want to have a fairly decent conversation on there, it seems like there's a lot of atheists on there lately. I'm just saying. But look for the Packard Pokesat group. There's also a link in the comment section here below. If you go to it with your web browser, you do have to sign up. Use your phone to validate your identity or use a email address or whatever. I think you have to use the phone or Facebook page to sign in. But once you signed up, you're good to go at that point. You can tell anybody anything, and they will like, okay, yeah. But it's a fun group. Anyway, all right, we'll be back next week with our regular longer show for our Okay, Let's Talk. We are collecting spooky stories. If you want to send us a spooky story, about a minute long or so, just send it to us at ppapodcast@gmail.com. And I've also posted up on my Google Plus, if you're following me there, an Edgar Allan Poe story. And it's all been Mad Libs set up. So all you got to do is just put in the words that you think are supposed to be there and or you want there. And then just send it to us. And we're going to read a couple of those on the air as well. We have one that's really filthy already lined up for you. It is fucking filthy. And I love it. So join in the fun. And anyway, we'll be back next week for that. Till then, this has been Packard Pokesat. We just poked at your news.
And that's a wrap.